Welcome to the Seed Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first song today is He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Let's hold out our hands and pretend we're holding up the world with Jesus.
He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He's got the sun and the moon in His hands. He's got the wind and the rain. The whole world in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got you and me, sister, in His hands. He's got you and me, brother, in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands.
Our lesson today is going to be about storms. So let's pretend that we're in a storm as we sing, Jesus Takes Care of Me. Think of Jesus calming the storm as we sing.
I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me. I don't ever have to be afraid. Jesus takes care of me.
It's time to review our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the questions. Can you do that? Question number one. Jesus' disciples woke him when sleeping on a boat during a storm. Who was not afraid?
Jesus.
Jesus, that's right. Jesus was not afraid. Question two. What happened when Jesus said, "Peace, be still"?
The storm stopped.
The storm stopped. Isn't that amazing? And question number three. Why wasn't Jesus afraid of the storm?
Because God is with him.
Good answer. He knew that God would take care of him. Our lesson today is storms. Jeremiah 51:16.
He makes sky for the rain.
Have you ever been in a thunderstorm?
No.
When rain and lightning and thunder all happen at the same time, it's called a thunderstorm. Nearly 2,000 thunderstorms happen each day in our world. That is a lot of thunderstorms. What does thunder sound like?
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes. Do you feel very safe in a thunderstorm?
No.
You might not feel very safe in a thunderstorm, and that's actually good. Jesus gave us those feelings to help us know that we should come inside. When there's lightning around, it's not safe to be outside, especially by a big tree or by a waterfall. Did you know that lightning always comes before thunder?
No.
That's because lightning is what makes thunder. What makes thunder? Lightning. The lightning and thunder actually happen really close together. We just hear the thunder a few seconds later because sound travels slower than light. Lightning goes as fast as the blink of an eye, but thunder has to roll to get where it's going. That reminds me of a Bible verse in Matthew 24 that says, As lightning comes from the east and flashes to the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Why would the Bible say that? Because it is so bright and so quick. When Jesus comes, everyone will see him coming down from heaven to take us home. How close the lightning and thunder are to each other can tell you how close you are to a storm. If the lightning flashes and thunder crashes right at the same time, guess where the storm is? It's right over your head. If the thunder comes a while later, then the storm is further away. Do you know what thunderstorms are for?
What do they do?
Thunderstorms help to cool off our world. Thunderstorms also bring lots of rain, which our world needs. So thunderstorms are actually a good thing. It's just not good to be outside when lightning's so close, because that would be dangerous. If you're afraid of a storm, what could you do?
Don't be in it. Be in a house. Talk to Jesus.
And you could talk to Jesus, just like his disciples did so long ago when they were afraid. Jesus can keep you safe. Jesus can even stop the storm, if that's what's best, just like he did for the disciples. I remember a while back, I was with some friends. They were going to share books about Jesus to help them understand the Bible and how good God is as our friend. Well, there was a storm right where they were driving to share the books, and they started praying that God would hold off the storm. Guess what happened? They went and they shared those books, and up above them, the sky was clear. But surrounding them on the outside, they could see storm clouds and rain falling down. Jesus protected right where they were sharing the books about him. Isn't God great? It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is Mark 4:39. Then he said, "Peace, be still." Now let's learn it in a scripture song.
He said, "Peace be still, peace be still, peace be still." He said, "Peace be still." Mark 4:39. He said, "Peace be still, peace be still, peace be still." He said, "Peace be still." Mark 4:39.
I'm so glad you joined us today to learn about storms and to learn about the power of God. You can keep listening to this podcast, the next one, so you learn it really well, and then we'll have a new one out about Jesus helping a little girl. Don't forget to check out startingwithjesus.com because you can get coloring pictures and share them with others. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you for the thunderstorms that give us rain and fun lightning to see. Help us to be safe. And thank you that whenever we're afraid, we can talk to you because you want to help us. Thank you so much. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Join us for our closing song, "He Leadeth Me." I hope you learn it really well. Maybe you can sing it at church.
He leadeth me, oh blessed thought, all words with him become first thoughts. Whate'er I do, where I be, still 'tis God's hand that leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me. He leadeth me, he leadeth me, by his own hand he leadeth me. His faithful follower I would be, for by his hand he leadeth me.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com. www.jesusfortheworld.com.